love a guitar, so we can chant Hanuman song. So today, what should we chant today? So anyway, so we're going to have the seminar on the Ramayan. I'm going to give it, actually before I chant, I'll give a brief explanation. Why we chose the Ramayan.
Zašto smo izabrali upravo Ramayanu?
Because I know that most of you are Krishna bhaktas.
Znam da većina vas su Krishna bhakte.
And you all want to enter into Vrindavan.
I svi želite ući u Vrindavan.
And enter especially into the Rasa Lila pastimes of the
Posebno
Lord.
Posebno zabave Rasa Lile.
Which is very nice.
Što je jako lijepo.
His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada said,
that
their goal of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is to enter into the pleasure pastimes of the pleasure dance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the goal. But one point is that in order to transcend this world, we have to consider ordinary moral principles
too.
The problem is with many devotees.
Problem je s mnogim baktama.
They want to jump high too quickly.
Što žele prebrzo skočiti previsoko.
Just like Srila Prabhupada gave the example of trying to imitate Hanuman.
Pokušaja da se imitira Hanuman.
All of us, we like Hanuman, right? We'll be talking about Hanuman.
Svi mi volimo Hanumana, zar ne? Pričat ćemo o Hanumanu.
But Hanuman has one particular talent, is he can jump very high, even run, jump to the sky.
Može skočiti visoko,
he can catch the sun, catch
može
the moon,
sunce I mjesec.
Jump to Lanka.
Skočiti na Lanku.
Whereas when we try to jump, what happens?
Kad mi pokušamo skočiti, što se događa?
Maybe we can jump 1 meter.
Možemo skočiti možda jedan metar.
Right? Not even 1 meter.
Čak
can't jump 1 meter?
Ne jedan metar. Možete li skočiti right. tako visoko?
So you can't even jump 1 meter. But, and you're a serious athlete. Oh, not. I can jump 1 meter. And so, that is the same thing that we want to jump very high, but we're not qualified.
Jako visoko, a nismo,
in spiritual life. We want to jump
životu.
Into the intimate pastimes of the Lord, which is the goal.
Skočiti u intimne zabave, gospodine, što je cilj.
But we don't have something called the adhikar.
Ali nemamo nešto što se zove adhikar.
Adhikar means the right to do that.
Adhikar znači pravo da se to učini.
Because when you're on the transcendental platform,
jer kad
when you're ready
na
to do that,
razini, kad
you'll be free from anarthas.
Bit ćemo slobodni od anarthi.
Anarthas means like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, all those other things.
Zavist, iluzija I sve te druge stvari.
Is anyone here in this room free from anarthas? Raise your hand if you're free from anarthas.
Dignite ruke. Ruku ako jeste.
No?
Ne.
Then, Prabhupada. Yeah, well, Prabhupada, of course.
Da, naravno, Prabhupada.
But Prabhupada's humble, he's not raising his hand.
Al Prabhupada je ponizan I ne bi digao ruku.
So, because we have so many anarthas, we're living here
Budući
in this world.
Budući da imamo toliko anarthi I živimo u ovome svijetu.
We're not automatically following
Ne slijedimo automatski
dharmu. I'll give you a story from the Ramayana.
Ispričat ću vam priču iz Ramayane.
Ravana, he had one brother.
Ravana je imao jednog brata.
His name was Vibhishan.
Zvao se Vibhishan.
And Vibhishan also performed austerities along with Ravana.
Zajedno s Ravanom vršio strogosti.
Supanaka.
Zajedno sa Kubakarnom.
But when Lord Brahma appeared before Vibhishan, kada se
gospodin Brahma pojavio pred Vibhishanom,
Vibhishan asked Lord Brahma not for demoniac powers.
Nije zamolio gospodina Brahma za demonske moći, već ga je zamolio za jednu stvar.
I want my mind never to think of anything else other than
da moj um ne misli ni na što drugo osim na dharmu.
So we do not have that benediction right now.
Mi nemamo taj blagoslov u ovom trenutku.
We are lucky if our mind thinks of dharma 20% of the time.
Misli na dharmu barem 20% vremena, zar ne? Ili 10% vremena.
So therefore we have to learn about dharma.
Trebamo učiti o dharmi.
So the Supreme Personality of Godhead
appeared
as Lord Ramchandra to teach us about dharma.
O dharmi.
Very important principle.
To je jako važno načelo.
Not only dharma in general, but very specific points
dharmu,
of dharma,
dharmu, općenito, već posebne,
such as
aspekte dharme kao što
truthfulness,
što su istinoljubivost,
duty to one's parents and elderly members of the family,
roditeljima i starim članovima
obitelji,
duty
of a king,
dužnosti kralja,
the duty of brothers to each other,
dužnosti koje braća imaju jedni prema drugima,
all these things that normally we don't think about too much,
o kojima obično ne razmišljamo baš previše, zar ne?
We normally want to just think of Krishna,
Radhe
Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Shyam, right? Shama Radhe, Shama Radhe, Shama 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 Radhe, right? That how it goes.
Tako to ide.
You know, we like to think about that.
Volimo razmišljati o tome.
We need to learn how to be truthful, how to be honest.
Ali moramo naučiti kako biti istinoljubiv, kako biti iskren.
How to be loyal in our relationships.
Kako biti odan u odnosima.
How to serve each other.
Kako služiti jedni drugim.
How to be clean.
Kako
all these
biti
things
čist.
Are very important.
Sve te stvari su
That's
jako
why
važne.
I decided to teach a seminar about Lord Ramchandra.
Dati seminar o gospodinu
okay,
Ramachandri.
That's a little explanation.
Ovo
very
je bilo
important reason.
Malo objašnjenje.
How to be dharmic.
Kako biti dharmičan.
So we're going to present this seminar in a very interesting way. Normally when I speak about Lord Ramchandra,
you
all will tell the whole story and will be very dramatic about the whole story because I have given many, many different talks about Lord Ramchandra. I can go on for 2 weeks telling all the stories. Some of you have heard some of my classes in Lord Ramchandra. We speak about Hanuman. I can speak about Hanuman for 2 or 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Tell you all the wonderful stories. I can speak about
Mogu
Ravana and tell you
Ravani,
all the wonderful stories about Ravana.
Sve predivne priče o Ravani.
Because it's pretty interesting stories. And
Ima
maybe I'll do some of that.
Zanimljivih priča. Možda ću to i učiniti.
But what I want to do
Ali,
is concentrate on a few of the stories in the past
times. Na neke priče u zabavama,
describe them in depth.
Ih u dubini, u dubinu,
in a way that we can na understand these dharmic principles
na
and
koje ćemo
then
moći shvatiti te dharmičke principe.
Break out into groups and have
i onda ćemo se razvojiti u grupe i različite grupe će glumiti te zabave
and in this way
i na taj način demonstrirati
the dharmic principles.
Dharmičke
Everyone understands
principe.
That?
Jesu li svi shvatili?
That's how we're going to conduct this seminar.
Tako će izgledati ovaj seminar.
It's going to be interactive. It's
Biće
not going to be me speaking here
Neću
doing a whole show for you.
Neću samo ja ovdje pričati i napraviti cijeli
You're
show za
do
vas.
The show.
Vi ćete biti ti.
And I'm going to watch.
A ja ću gledati.
How's that?
Kako to zvuči?
What's that? You didn't pay for that.
Nismo platili za
It's
to.
Too bad.
Šteta.
Actually, the best way to learn is by doing.
Najbolji način da se nauči je da se to
učini. And this way, the devotee's
učini.
Individual realizations about dharma and relationships will be brought out. And there's some specific pastimes. All right, first we're going to chant.
Najprije ćemo pjevati.
And then we'll go into some description of the pastimes.
A onda ćemo ići neke opise zabava.
That I consider particularly important.
Neke koje smatram posebno važne.
There are interesting pastimes. There's
Ima
demons.
Zabava,
that is rakshasas.
Rakshasa, rakshasama.
There is devotees.
Postoje
bhakte. There's sages.
Sveci.
There's Sita Devi, there's
Sita
Lord
Devi,
Ramchandra,
gospodin
Lakshman.
Ramachandra, Lakshman.
So we have many, many parts
Imamo
in the play.
Imamo mnogo, mnogo dijelova, mnogo uloga
This should be
u,
quite interesting.
U drami. To će biti zanimljivo.
And we're going to need the help of Devarshi Narada in this too.
I treba će nam u tome pomoći Devarshi
Narada.
Ne sad, sjedni.
He's very anxious to be in the center.
Voli biti u središtu, pažnji.
That's his nature. All right, so first we'll chant. Tomorrow we're going to have a special chant.
Sutra ćemo imati posebnu mantru. Trebamo imati gitaru i onda ćemo pjevati pjesmu koju sam ja napisao. Hanuman, zove se Hanuman.
And we're all going to learn how to dance the Hanuman dance tomorrow.
I svi ćemo naučiti plesati Hanuman ples.
So that should be interesting. But today will be a little bit more peaceful.
Danas će biti malo mirnije.
This is the first day.
I budući da je to naš prvi dan.
And so we'll just chant I think we'll chant Jai Radha Madhava and then Sita Ram after that. And of course we have with us one of the best singers in the Krishna Consciousness Movement.
Imamo najbolju pjevačicu u pokretu za svjesnost Krishna, Gandharviku.
Yeah, you get a harmonium and you can chant too. Sita Ram Jaya, Sita Ram. Paramahamsa Paravadikasario Sutera Sutashi Shivad His Divine Grace of Aya Chandan Bhaktivedanta Goswami Marchila Prabhupada Gijai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Gijai Anantakoti Vaishnavrin Gijai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Gijai Premsekho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sridwaita Gadadha Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopagopata Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Girigo Vradan Gijai Vrindavanam Gijai Maturam Gijai Navadeepdam Gijai Jagadadasami Gijai Yamunamai Gijai Shrimati Lasadeva Gijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gijai Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Bol. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Okay, so. Om Ganat Tamaranda Shah Gananjana Shlakaya Chaksuran Meditam Yenatas Mai Shri Gurave Namaha. Okay. Ramayan. So, actually, now that we have so many people here, I think we're going to do it a little bit different way. I'm going to describe a pastime. And then we're going to have a group of you do that pastime spontaneously in front of us. You can do it in Croatian if you like. If you can't speak English. So this first pastime, we'll pick the people who are going to do the pastime before we describe the pastime. This is the pastime of Valmiki Muni becoming a great sage. And this pastime teaches us the potency of the Lord's holy names and the potency of the association with great sages. So for this pastime, I'm going to name the players.
We need Valmiki.
And one of the Sapta, one sage. A sage. And we need Valmiki's wife.
I treba nam žena od Valmikija.
Previously, before he was called Valmiki, he was called Lohajanga.
Prije se Valmiki zvao Lohajanga.
Lohajanga, yeah. So we need wife.
Treba nam dakle žena.
Let's see. That's all we need for this one. Three people. Three volunteers.
Imamo li troje dobrovoljaca?
If not, I'm going to pick three people.
Ako ne, izabrat ćemo troje ljudi.
Who wants to be Valmiki?
Tko želi biti Valmiki?
Nobody?
Nitko.
Where's Devarshi Narada?
Gdje Devarshi Narada?
He ran away just when you need him.
Pobjegne kad ga najviše trebate.
Is he out there? Anyway, okay. There's Valmiki.
Evo Valmiki.
Who's going to be his wife?
Tko će biti njegova žena?
Okay. And who's going to be the sage?
A svetac.
What? Okay. Just sit up here. Move forward. Sit up here. Take notes while you do this. I'm going to describe this pastime in great depth. You can just sit there. That's all right. Listen to this. This is how Valmiki the sage became the great sage Valmiki. And in this story we learn
iz ove priče ćemo naučiti kako
the chanting of the Lord's holy names
je moćno pjevanje svetih, gospodinovih svetih imena.
And we also learn
i isto tako
about karma.
Ćemo naučiti nešto o karmi.
So here's the story.
Evo, priča ide ovako.
Once upon a time, there was a brahmana.
Bio jednom jedan brahmana.
Valmiki, you listening?
Valmiki, slušaš?
His name was Lohajanga.
Zvao se Lohajanga.
Lohajanga, that's your name.
Tako se ti zoveš.
Better get your pen. And this brahmana, he had no way to support his family.
I nije mogao uzdržavati svoju obitelj.
So he used to rob people as they were walking along the path.
Pljačkao ljude kako bi prolazili. po putu.
And he especially liked to rob old women.
Posebno je volio pljačkati starice.
And he took their money. We call it dacoit in India.
To se zove dacoit u Indiji.
So he was robbing everybody, and then one day,
I jednog dana,
the seven great sages came.
Sedmorica velikih sveca su došla.
They called Sapta Rishis.
Zvali su se Sapta Rishi.
And he stopped them and he said, "Give me your money."
Zaustavio ih je I rekao im, "Dajte mi svoj novac."
And they said, "We don't have any money."
Ma nemamo ništa.
And they said to him, they preached to him, "Don't you know?
Zar ne
this
znaš
is very bad karma
da
for
ovo
stealing
jako lošu karmu
and killing people.
Ubijanje I krađa.
Because the law of karma
zato što zakon karme
is whatever you do to someone, that'll be done unto you.
Da ono što činiš drugome, da će se to isto dogoditi I tebi."
And then he said, "Yes, I know it, but this is the
rekao,
only way
da,
that I have of maintaining my family."
Ali ovo je jedini način na koji mogu uzdržavati svoju obitelj.
And so then the sages, because we only have one sage in the play, he went,
onda su sveci,
he
onda
said
su svetac,
to this Loha Junga,
imati samo jednog sveca.
"This is very bad karma."
On je rekao, "Loha Džangi, ovo je jako loša karma."
"And your family, even though
obitelj,
you're working so hard for them,
čak I ako tako
I'm
teško
sure
radiš za njih,
they would not want to share your bad karma."
Da ne bi željeli s tobom dijeliti tvoju lošu karmu.
And Loha Junga said,
Loha Junga rekao,
"My family loves me so much, surely they will share
obitelj,
the karma."
Toliko puno voli da će
so
zajedno
the sages
sa mnom
said,
podijeliti tu karmu.
"Go
sve,
back
sveci su rekli, vrati
and
se
talk to your wife."
I pričaj sa svojom ženom.
And so Loha Junga went to talk to his wife. He asked
I Loha
his wife,
Junga je otišao svoj ženi I pitao ju.
He said, "I have so much bad karma.
Imam toliko loše karme.
Will you share my karma with
hoćeš
me?
Li sa mnom, hoćeš li podijeliti sa mnom?"
And she said,
a ona je rekla,
"I want the money, you get the karma."
Ja želim novac, ti dobiješ karmu.
So when he heard that, he understood how much
to,
he loved him.
Je koliko ga voli.
And then he went back to the sages and said, "What should I do?
Svecima I upitao ih, što da sad radim?
What mantra should I chant?
Koje bi mantre trebao mantrati?
What austerity should I perform?"
A, I koje strogosti vršiti?
And the sages said, "You should chant the name of Ram."
Trebaš pjevati ime Rame.
He said, "I can't do that."
On je rekao, "Ne mogu to."
"I'm not pious enough."
Nisam dovoljno pobožan.
"I want to chant some nice mantra."
Želim mantrati neke lijepe mantre.
Like a rap song or something like
nešto
that.
Nešto kao rap pjesme.
Like death and kill.
O smrti I ubijanju.
This is the type of music I like.
Meni se sviđa takva vrsta glazbe.
So the sages gave him this mantra Mara.
I sveci su mu dali tu mantru Mara.
And this means death.
Što znači smrt.
So they said to him, "You just sit here and chant this mantra, Mara,
samo
Mara, Mara."
Sjedi ovdje I mantraj ovu mantru, Mara, Mara, Mara.
And so he chanted this mantra, Mara, 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 Ram. It became Ram.
Koja je postala Ram.
But he was so determined to chant.
Bio je tako odlučen da mantra.
That an anthill grew around him. That's why it's called
Valmiki. Da oko njega nastao mravinjak.
An anthill grew around him. And then the sages, they came back. This one sage came back.
Jedan svetac se vratio.
And they saw this sound, Ram, Ram,
I čuli
Ram,
su taj
coming
zvuk,
from the anthill.
Zvuk Ram, Ram, koji dolazi iz mravinjaka.
You understand?
Yeah.
And that was the sage Valmiki chanting.
A to je bio taj svetac Valmiki koji je mantrao.
So, then when Valmiki, oh, we need one more person. We need Narada Muni, too.
Da, I treba nam još Narada Muni.
Who wants to be Narada Muni?
Ko će biti Narada?
You can be Narada Muni. Hey, Devarshi Narada. That's what you're here for. You're Narada Muni, all right? He doesn't need practice.
On ne treba vježbati.
So, then, after that, Valmiki asked...
I nakon toga Valmiki upitao...
Narada Muni,
Narada,
who is there who is the
Narada
most
Muni,
virtuous?
Tko je
who
naj,
is the most wonderful?
Tko je najdivniji?
Who is the most powerful?
Tko je najmoćniji?
And Narada Muni said,
Narada Muni odgovorio,
this is Sri Ram.
To je Sri Ram.
And you should write the history of Sri Ram's
I trebaš
pastimes.
Zapisati povijest zabava Sri Rame.
So you're all ready to do the play?
Ste spremni za predstavu?
Okay, so Ram, I mean not Ram, Loha Junga?
Loha Junga?
Loha Junga, you come up. You're going to do that for everybody. You can do it in Croatian if you like.
Može I na hrvatskom.
English? All right. So, all right, so you have to come up and do that for all of us. There's a sage. There's actually seven sages. We're only using one for this play.
Svetaca, ali, mi ćemo imati samo jednog u predstavi.
All right, you got 1 minute.
Imate jednu minutu.
59 seconds. Okay, give them 1 minute to meet. I think you got to put your books down. You got to act without the book.
Treba glumiti bez knjiga, bez bilježaka.
You'll be very interested to see the realizations that come from this.
Biće zanimljivo vidjeti njihove realizacije. Realizacije koje će proizaći iz toga.
Okay. Ready? Okay, you're Valmiki's what? Lohatunga's wife. Okay. What's that for? Yeah, the wife has to do something.
Pita šta je to I šta će šta raditi s tim.
Okay.
Daj mi svoj novčanik. Ili ću to biti?
Lord's holy names.
Naučili smo nešto o moći gospodinih svetih imena,
and about love in this world.
I o ljubavi u ovom svijetu.
Because they're a real couple.
Oni su stvarni par, njih dvoje.
I hope their marriage doesn't end up like that.
Nadam se da neće tako biti za njih dvoje.
Okay. The next story we're
going to
see enacted is what we call Sita Svayamvara.
Zovemo Sitina Svayamvara.
This is a very interesting story.
Tako zanimljiva priča.
In Mathila.
U Mathili.
There was the bow of Lord Shiva.
Se nalazio luk gospodina Shive.
And Janaka Maharaj.
Janaka Maharaj.
The father of Sita Devi.
Sita Devin otac.
Decided to make a test.
Odlučio
that whoever could string this bow.
Napraviti test da svatko tko može nategnuti taj luk.
Would be the one to win Sita Devi.
Bude onaj tko će dobiti Sita Devi.
And so this bow was so hard to string that nobody could even string it, what to speak of
nategnuti,
firing an arrow
with
the bow.
Da to nitko nije mogao učiniti, a što reći o tome da iz njega iskali strijelu.
Many different personalities came.
Mnoge su osobe došle.
Of course, even Ravana came at one point.
Naravno, u jednom trenutku je došao čak I sam Ravana.
And finally Lord Ramchandra came and he was able to string
gospodin
the bow
Ramachandra. Mogao je nategnuti luk i osvojiti Sita Devi.
So what we want to do for this play
za ovu predstavu
is have Janaka, the father of Sita Devi.
Nam trebaju Janaka, Sita Devin otac. Tko će biti Janaka?
Yeah, Janaka. We want to have Sita Devi. Who's Sita Devi?
Tko je Sita Devi?
No Sita's here.
Nema Sita.
Krishna Jivani. And we want to have Ravana.
I treba nam Ravana.
Who's Ravana? Devarshi Narada could be Ravana.
Devarshi Narada može biti Ravana.
And then we want to have Ram.
I treba nam Rama.
Who's Ram?
Tko je Ram?
Okay, we got Ram. Okay. So come up. So you can understand the play. The play is that there's this test.
Dakle, postoji taj test.
Whoever can lift the bow and
svatko
string the bow
može podići luk
wins Sita Devi's hand.
Ga, osvojit će Sita Devinu
so
ruku.
We have Ravana.
Imamo
Ravana. Let's have another demon too.
Treba nam još jedan demon.
You have demon number two?
Treba nam demon broj dva.
Anybody volunteer to be a demon? What is name for this demon? Demon number two.
Kako se zove demon broj dva?
No, Marić didn't come.
Njegovo karmi prezime je Marić, a Marić nije došao.
You're Ravana. Okay, Ravana, you want to come and just plan the play with them? Okay. Oh, no, we have someone else, too, after that. We have Parashuram. Who wants to be Parashuram?
Tko želi biti Parashurama?
The great sage,
Veliki
incarnation
svetec.
Of Godhead, Parashuram.
Inkarnacija Boga, Parashurama.
Any men want to be Parashuram?
Netko od muškaraca želi biti Parashuram?
Yeah, okay, you do it again. So what happens is that after he breaks the bow,
kad je on slomio
Lord
luk,
Rama breaks the bow, and he wins Sita, then Parashuram comes.
Situ, dolazi Parashurama.
And he gets angry with him. He says, how could you have broken this bow,
rekao,
Lord Shiva? I'm going to kill
slomiti,
you.
Luk, gospodina Shiva, ubiti ću te.
And he says, if you're so powerful,
I rekao mu je, ako
let
si
me
tako
give
moćen,
you the bow of Lord Vishnu and see what you can do with it.
Luk, gospodina
and
Vishnu,
so,
da vidimo što ćeš s njime učiniti.
Then Lord Ram picks the bow of Lord Vishnu,
gospodin Rama je uzao
gets ready to fire
luk,
an arrow, and Parashuram gets real scared.
I on se, upravo spremao ispaliti
and
strijelu,
Lord Ram says, what do you want me to shoot this arrow at?
Se uplašio, I gospodin Ram je pitao,
Parashuram,
gdje želiš da ispalimo ovu strijelu?
Says, you have to destroy
rekao,
all my,
trebaš uništiti
let's say, pious activities or
sve
the fruits of all my pious
sve
activities.
Mojih pobožnih aktivnosti.
And then he shoots the arrow.
I onda ispalio strijelu.
Okay, you got the play? One of envy. This is going to be more difficult.
Govorit ću o zabavi, o zavisti. Ovo će biti malo teže.
And for this pastime, let me describe the pastime first, and then we'll see who we need for the pastime.
Najprije ćemo opisati zabavu, a onda vidjeti tko nam je za nju potreban.
What happened is that Dasarath.
Dasarath.
Was seen some evil omens in the sky.
Vidio zle predznake na nebu.
And then he thought.
I mislio je.
This is a very inauspicious time.
Ovo je jako nepovoljno vrijeme.
So before things get very bad,
prije nego stvari postanu još gore,
I should install my son, Ramchandra, as the king on the throne.
Ramachandru postaviti kao
so he
kao
called
na prijestolju.
For his minister, and he said, make all the arrangements
rekao,
for installing Lord Ram, or Ram,
napravi
on the throne tomorrow.
Da bi gospodin Ram sjeo na
and so the word was going
sutra.
Around the kingdom that Ram would be installed
da će,
as the king the next day.
Ram sljedećeg dana postati kralj.
But then something happened.
Ali nešto se dogodilo.
There were three wives
bili su tri
of Dasarath.
Dasarath imao tri žene.
Kausalya, Sumitra, and Kaikeyi.
In Kaikeyi.
In the room of Kaikeyi.
U Kaikeyinoj sobi.
Kaikeyi was sitting down and feeling very happy. Oh, Ram is going to be installed.
Ona sjedila u sobi, bila sva sretna. O,
but Ram was not the direct son of Kaikeyi.
Ali on nije bio izravan sin Kaikeyi.
Ram was the son of Kausalya.
On je bio Kausalin sin.
But still Kaikeyi was very, very pleased.
Kaikeyi je bila jako zadovoljna.
Because everyone loved Ram.
Jer su svi voljeli Ramu.
There was no problem that he was not her son. Her son's name was Bart.
Što Rama nije bio njezin sin. Njezin sin bio je Barata.
So she was still feeling happy.
Ipak je bila sretna.
But then,
Ali,
this wicked
ta zla,
servant of Kaikeyi, her name was Mantara.
Koja se zvala Mankara.
She came up.
Ona je došla.
She said, why are you so happy?
Zašto si tako sretna?
What are you rejoicing about?
Zašto se tako veseliš?
Kaikeyi said, Ram is going to become king.
Rama će postati kralj.
And this servant said, don't you understand what this means?
Zar ti ne shvaćaš što to znači?
When Ram becomes king,
kada Ram postane kralj,
you
ti
will be considered a second-class wife.
Tebe će smatrati drugorazrednom ženom.
Because previously she was the most favored wife.
Prije toga bila najdraža žena.
Why was she the most favored wife? Because she was the youngest.
Jer je bila najmlađa.
And the other ones were older.
Oh, drugi su bile starije.
The youngest means prettiest.
Najmlađa znači i najljepša.
And also she had saved Dasarath before in the battlefield.
I spasila je Dasarathu na bojnom
polju. But she was the youngest girl. The other ones were a little old and ugly.
Drugi su bile ružne i stare.
But she was young.
A ona je bila mlada.
So Mantara, her servant, said
that
this way you will no longer be the most favorite. In this way, Ram will treat you very badly and your son Bart will be treated like slaves. And then she said to Mantara, Kaikeyi said to Mantara, no, I don't think that will be the case. Ram considers me like his mother. And Mantara said, no. This will not be.
To neće biti tako.
You will be treated like a dog. So she kept talking to her more and more and more. Finally, she polluted her mind. And what she did at that point is that she had a whole plan to convince Dasarath to exile Ram. She went into the room of her palace known as the crying room. In the old days, the queens had a special room in their palace just to cry and be depressed. Nowadays, people are depressed in every room.
U današnje vrijeme ljudi su depresivni u svim sobama.
You understand?
Svačite?
People throw fits, get angry, get depressed, hit their hands, hit their head on the wall.
I udaraju glavom u zid, udaraju
But in those days, the queens actually had one special depression room.
Kraljica imala posebnu sobu za depresiju.
So she went into her room and was on the floor.
I bila je na podu i...
You know, just like really, really depressed and angry.
Stvarno depresivna I ljuta.
Then, King Dasarath came to see her to tell her the good news.
Dasarath da bi joj došao reći dobru vijest.
And he asked, where is my queen? Where is my beautiful queen?
Gdje je moja preljepa kraljica?
And the servant said,
a sluškinja
rekla, she is in the crying room.
Ona u sobi za plakanje.
So he went into the crying room and there she was on the floor.
I ona je bila na podu.
Yeah, I'm not very good at it.
Nisam baš dobar u tome.
We'll have to have a lady play that part.
Ali te dio će glumiti neka žena.
And he said, what's wrong? And
she looks at him. Što nije u redu?
And he says, what's wrong? And she says, you'll never understand.
Nikad ne svačaš.
Sounds familiar.
Zvuči poznato.
And he says, what's wrong? And
she says, što je?
You don't love me.
Ne voliš me.
And he says, anything you want, I'll
sve
do for
želiš,
you.
Anything
želiš. You want, please,
sve, molim te.
Smile at me again.
Nasmiješi mi se ponovno.
Such an attached person.
Bio je tako vezan.
So we're learning about attachment, too.
Ovdje just učimo smile. I o vezanosti. Samo se nasmiješi.
At me again. And she says,
ona je rekla,
will you promise to do whatever I say?
Obećaš da ćeš učiniti sve što
And he says,
ja,
yes, whatever you say,
kažem,
I will do.
Sve što kažeš.
No, I will ne. Do. Anything, just smile.
Sve,
just
samo se nasmiješi.
Give me your... blissful smile again.
Samo mi se još jedan put onako lijepo nasmije, blaženo nasmiješ.
She said, okay.
U redu.
She sits up. You promised.
Obećao si.
She said, all right, three promises, three wishes, three promises.
Tri želje.
One.
Prva.
I want
želim
Ram.
Ramu.
To be exiled.
Želim da
For 14 years.
14 godina.
14 years. And also, I want him to just not be allowed to live in the city, to live like a hermit, like Vanaprastha, tree bark.
14 years.
And then she said, I want my son Dasarath. Not son Dasarath, I'm sorry. My son Bart. To be installed as the king.
Bude postane kralj.
And what happened at that point is Dasarath collapsed on the ground. This is a long
pao
play.
Na pot.
We're going to have to ask for many players for this.
Dasarath
collapsed on the ground. Crying, Ram, 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 Ram. And he couldn't even speak. He couldn't even hear anything.
Nije ništa mogao čuti.
So
Kaikeyi.
At this point, told the servant, you go get Ram and bring him here. His father has something to say to him. So they brought Ram in. And the father couldn't say anything. His father, Dasarath, was just crying, Oh, my son. And he said, what's wrong, Dad? Lord Ram said, what's wrong? He said, oh, my son. And then Kaikei said to Ram, your father wants to tell you you're supposed to go into the exile for
14 years.
And then Dasarath is crying more and more and more and more.
And finally,
Ram says, Kaikei, even if you asked me, I would do that. Because he was such an obedient, loyal son to any of his mothers.
So at that point,
Lord Ram, Sita Devi and Lakshman, they enter into the forest. So who wants to do this play?
We need Dasarath.
Who wants to be Dasarath?
You want
to be Dasarath for this one? Yeah, you're good at that. We want to be Dasarath. We need Ram.
Треба нам Рама.
We need Kaikei.
Kaikei.
Kaikei? Okay. Mantura? Really? Vrindavan, so. Okay. You know the play. You're personification? I hope not. What? Rama, a woman for Rama? Yeah. Oh, yeah, Sita.
Sita.
You want to be Sita? Okay. Okay, I think we have everybody. And a servant to make, just to make the announcements. Who's going to be the servant?
Ko će biti sluga? Ko će najavljivati?
No servants?
Nema sluga.
Everybody wants to be Ram or Sita. Nobody wants to be the servant.
Rama ili Sita, nitko ne želi biti sluga. Servant.
Just to make the announcement, say, Ram, samo come here, your father wants
da radiš,
you.
Neke, da kažeš Rami da ga otac treba, da pozoveš Ramu.
Okay, get up, do it. Nature of envy in this world.
Samo vidite prirodu zavisti u ovome svijetu.
There, oh, there's Sita. You're going with Ram.
A da Sita odlazi s Ramom.
You must go to the forest.
Nice. So I think to finish up today, I'd like to just tell the story of Hanuman.
That's my favorite story. To mi je najdraža priča.
So no more plays today.
Gotovi smo s predstavama za danas.
So we're going to tell the story of Hanuman's appearance,
priču o pojavi
which is a very wonderful story. Like,
to je predivna priča.
Hanuman is known as the son of Vayu.
Hanuman je poznat kao sin Vayu.
Also as the son of Lord Shiva.
I kao sin gospodina Shive.
And also the son of Keshari and Anjani. That's
isto
a monkey
tako,
couple.
I, para
He's the son of three Keshari. Separate people. So
on
here's the story of how he can be the son of three separate people.
Troje, ljudi. Evo priča kako
Once
možete,
many, many
kako
years ago,
pri mnogo, mnogo godina,
Lord Shiva.
Gospodin Shiva.
And his wife Parvati,
I njegova žena Parvati
took the form of monkeys and were having a conjugal relationship.
Uzeli oblik majmuna i imali su odnos.
And
Parvati
became pregnant.
Je zatrudnila.
And Parvati said to Lord Shiva,
I Parvati je rekla gospodinu Shivi,
my dear Lord Shiva,
dragi moj gospodine Shiva,
I do not want to give birth to a monkey.
Ne želim roditi majmuna.
I have already had a son that is like an elephant.
Sina koji sliči slonu.
Who is that?
Tko je to?
Ganeshji. There's actually a whole story about that I won't tell today.
Posle priča o tome.
I've already had a son who is like an elephant.
Već imam sina koji izgleda
kao
slon.
So no monkey sons.
Ne želim sina majmuna.
So Lord Shiva, he called for Vayu.
Je pozvao Vayua.
Vayu is the wind god.
Vayu je bog vjetra.
And Vayu took this embryo.
I Vayu je uzeo taj embryo.
The embryo transplant, so to speak.
Možemo reći da to neka transplantacija.
And he kept this embryo until it was the proper time.
I zadržao ga je tako dugo dok nije došlo povoljno vrijeme.
Anjani, this monkey lady.
Bila je ta majmunica Anjani.
And he put it into her womb.
I stavio ga u njezinu
Because Anjani was not just an ordinary monkey lady.
No, ona nije bila obična majmunica.
Previously, she was the servant of Brihaspati.
Sluga od Brihaspatija.
Brihaspati, of course, is the priest of the demigods.
Brihaspati, naravno, je sluga polubogova.
And so Brihaspati, he was performing a sacrifice and he asked her to get some ingredients for a sacrifice.
I tražio je neke sastojke za to žrtvovanje.
So when this Anjani went out to get ingredients for the sacrifice, she saw some Gandharvas engaged in lusty affairs. And she herself became confused and lusty in her mind. Just like we know by association, one can actually have spiritual difficulty. bad association.
Da, možemo imati probleme s,
like what happened with the Jamil.
Kod lošeg druženja.
So she became so lusty then when she came back
I
to the sacrifice she saw
Brihaspati, kad je vidjela
Brihaspati, she started embracing him and kissing him.
Počela ga grliti I ljubiti.
And Brihaspati, he got very angry. He said, you were acting like a monkey.
I rekao je, ponašaš se poput majmuna.
So you should become a monkey.
I zato trebaš postati majmun.
So he cursed her to become a monkey and she was praying.
Da postane majmun.
How can I become a monkey? I do not want to become a monkey.
Kako da postane majmun? Ne mogu postati majmun.
And he said, as soon as you give birth
rekao, čim rodiš,
to Hanuman,
Hanumane,
then you can come back.
Možeš se vratiti.
So that was Hanuman's mother.
To je bila Hanumanova majka.
So anyway, so Hanuman appeared.
Hanuman se pojavio.
Mm. From Keshri and Anjani. And when he was very young, before his mother left,
mlad, prije nego što njego,
he asked his mother,
otišla, upitao je svoju majku,
what type of food can I eat?
Kakvu vrstu hrane mogu jesti?
And she said something that is red,
rekla, nešto što je crveno,
like an orange, and bright.
Naranđe, I nešto što je svjetlo.
So Hanuman looked up in the
I
sky.
Hanuman je pogledao u nebo.
And he saw the sun.
I vidio je sunce.
And so he went chasing after the sun.
I počeo trčati za suncem.
And he was opening his mouth to swallow the sun.
Svoje usta da bi progutao sunce.
He was so powerful, so big.
Tako moćan, tako velik.
Running or flying after the sun.
Trčao je I letio za suncem.
And then he saw coming after the sun was the planet Rahu.
Kako iza sunca dolazio planet Rahu? Rahu. Svi ste čuli za Rahu.
Rahu is the planet that causes eclipses.
Rahu uzrokuje pomrčine sunca.
Whoop. Uh-oh. That's Rahu.
Ovo je Rahu.
Inauspicious signs.
Nepovoljan znak.
So when you talk about him, he appears.
Kad govorite o njemu, on se pojavljuje.
So Rahu, he tried to eat Rahu.
I on je pokušao pojesti
Rahu. But
Rahu
is just a head.
Rahu
you all know that story in the Bhagavatam?
Svi tu priču iz Bhagavatama.
How Rahu's head was cut off by Mohini Murti.
Mohini Murti odrezala glavu Rahu.
So he was just a head and then he tried to catch him and Rahu went to Indra.
Hanuman je pokušao uloviti Rahu, a Rahu je otišao Indra.
And Rahu said to Indra, my dear Indra,
dragi moj Indra,
there is someone who is trying to become more powerful than you and he almost ate me.
Ko želi postati moćniji od tebe I skoro me pojao.
And when Indra heard that, Indra gets very upset when there's someone more powerful than him or trying to become more powerful or he thinks he's going to become more powerful than him.
Jako moćan ili misli da će postati moćan kao on.
What Indra usually does when he sees a sage meditating trying to become more powerful is he sends agents of Cupid down to try to attract the sage.
Da privuku
sveca. He even did that with Narayan Rishis, the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Indra became very upset.
Indra se jako uznemirio.
He said, I'm going to stop this crazy monkey who thinks he's more powerful than me. So Indra ran after the monkey.
Indra je trčao za majmunom.
That was Hanuman.
To je bio
and Hanuman got ready to eat Indra and Indra's elephant too at the same time.
Indrinog slona u isto vrijeme.
Because Hanuman had so much power
being an
expansion of Lord Shiva
da je bio ekspanzija gospodina Šive,
practically eat the whole universe if he wanted to.
U stvari mogao pojesti čitav svemir ako bi to želio.
And so Hanuman expanded his mouth
I Hanuman je ekspandirao
and Indra,
svoje usta,
being scared, took his thunderbolt and hit Hanuman right here and knocked him unconscious. So Hanuman went
udario Hanumana koji je s njom
all the way down to the earth planet he was lying there.
I Hanuman je pao sve do planeta Zemlje
i tu je ležao
i dok je ležeći
his father Vayu came.
Njegov otac Vayu je došao.
Vayu as we know is the wind god.
Svi znamo da je Vayu bog vjetra.
So the wind god not only controls this wind
on ne kontrolira samo ovaj vjetar kojeg vidimo
ovdje. But inside the body.
Već I unutar
does anyone
tijela.
Know yoga here?
Zna li tko od vas jogu?
Yes, you know, Krishna Jivana. There's different airs in the body
različiti zrakovi
to control
tijelu,
the bodily functions.
Koji kontroliraju
and if someone
funkcije,
is crazy,
iako je netko lud,
it's due to the airs being all misplaced.
Poremećaja zraka, zrakova.
So if you're crazy, it's Vayu
ludi,
misplaced.
Ludi, to je poremećaj Vayua.
You understand? So what happened is that Vayu became so angry that
Vayu
his son Hanuman
razljutio
had been knocked to the ground by Indra,
Indra
that Hanuman I was lying there, and Vayu stopped all the air in the universe. That means nobody could breathe.
Sam zrak u svemiru, što znači da nobody nitko nije mogao disati, nitko se nobody nije mogao pokrenuti, nobody nitko could nije mogao jesti, through,
nobody
nitko
could do anything in the whole universe.
Nitko nije mogao učiniti ništa u čitavom svemiru.
And so all the demigods got very worried.
I svi polubogovi su se jako zabrinuli.
And they went to see Vayu along with Lord Brahma. And Vayu explained to them, look what you've done to my son.
I Vayu se tuže, vidite što ste učinili s mojim sinom.
Lord Brahma brought Hanuman back to life, and all the demigods blessed Hanuman with great power, great intelligence,
I svi su polubogovi
great determination.
Hanumana s velikom
moći,
inteligencijom
i odlučnošću.
So that's
the beginning of Hanuman's pastime.
To je početak Hanumanovih, Hanumanovih zabava.
Later on, he was very mischievous.
On je bio jako nesnošan.
As a young boy.
Kao mlad.
He would play many, many tricks. For example,
radio bi razne stašluke.
One day Narada Muni came to his house.
Jednog dana u njegovu kuću došao Narada Muni.
And he said to Narada Muni, my dear Narada Muni, please teach
Narada
me how to sing like you do.
Molim te, poduči me kako da pjevam kao i ti.
And then Narada Muni said yes.
So Narada Muni rekao,
he put his vina down on the rock. Because Narada Muni plays the vina.
Stavio je svoju
Narada
vinu
na he put his vina down on the rock.
Stijenu.
And he began to teach Hanuman the song, and Hanuman began to chant very beautifully.
Hanuman,
and the rock melted.
I kad je Hanuman
which had
sam
Narada Muni's
svirati,
vina.
And
Hanuman
topiti.
Stopped chanting.
Kad je Hanuman stao,
and Narada Muni said, you got to give me back my vina because my vina is stuck
vinu,
in the rock.
Zato što je ova vina se zaglavila
u stijeni. And Hanuman said no.
A Hanuman je rekao neću.
You cannot have your vina back.
Ne možeš dobiti nazad
svoju
vinu. You
have to catch
vinu.
Me first.
Moraš me najprije uloviti.
So Hanuman started to run away and Narada Muni was running after him. All up and down everywhere Narada Muni was running after Hanuman. And finally,
i konačno,
they ran all over Hanuman's house.
Su optrčali
and Hanuman said,
kuću,
I just did this
rekao,
so you would leave the dust from your lotus feet everywhere
sam
in my
učinio,
house.
Samo da bi ti ostavio prašinu svojih
lotusovih
stopala.
So he wanted the mercy of Narada Muni. So the point being made in that story is that somehow or other to get the
point
dust of the lotus feet
na neki način
of Krishna's great devotees,
prašinu,
we have to be willing to do
whatever
trick we need to do.
Bakta, i za to možemo primijeniti bilo koji trik.
Or as Prabhupada said, you know, beg, borrow, or steal, get the mercy.
Prabhupada
so
rekao da
just like when I was a young devotee,
krasti, ako, da bismo dobili milost,
and with Prabhupada, I would steal his mahaprasadam.
Kad sam bio mladi bakta,
and we would walk
next
to Prabhupada or behind Prabhupada on the beach and eat the sand that was coming on Prabhupada's footprint.
Kada bismo, kad bismo bili
so
sa Prabhupadom na plaži,
like
onda bismo jeli
so
pjesak iza
then
Prabhupada.
Later on,
bili smo tako entuzijastični.
Some other stories about Hanuman.
Ima još priča
later
o
on, Hanuman used to tease the sages.
Znao zadirkivati svece.
He would pick them up and place them maybe 100 kilometers away.
Znao bi ih odvesti 100 kilometara
like
dalje.
And they would get very angry with
I
him and they cursed
jako
Hanuman.
Na njega i prokleli bi ga.
Not to remember his great powers until he was reminded of his great powers.
To bilo da se ne sjeća svojih velikih
later
moći.
On.
Sve dok,
and he was finally reminded of his
njegov,
great powers when they were getting
moć.
Ready to cross the ocean
podsjetili su ga
to Sri Lanka.
Moći kada su,
anyway,
kada
so these are some stories about Hanuman.
Ocean,
great personality, very important personality.
Hanuman jako
so devotees
osoba,
today,
bakte, danas,
they worship Hanuman.
Obožavaju
and why do they worship Hanuman? For determination and devotion.
Zbog
so Hanuman is a very important
devocije.
Personality in the Ramayana story.
Maybe
we'll just tell another story
Ramayani.
Before we end. We have about 5 more minutes. And then we can end for today.
Možda ćemo ispričati još jednu priču prije kraja.
We'll tell the story about Ravana. Ravana is a very interesting personality.
Ravana je jako zanimljiva osoba.
Okay. Oh, here. Ravana's half-brother was Kuvera.
Polubrat, Ravanin polubrat je bio Kuvera.
And Ravana was very envious of Kuvera because Kuvera, being the treasure of the demigods, possessed the city of Lanka.
Zato što kao,
so Ravana actually took the city of Lanka away from
Lanku.
Kuvera.
I Ravana je uzeo te grad od Kuvere.
And he took possession of Kuvera's flower airplane, which was called the Pushpaka Vimana airplane. And in this Pushpaka Vimana airplane, he would fly around.
Pushpaka Vimani, on bi letio svuda.
Kidnapping girls. He kidnapped the daughters of sages, the daughters of demigods, the daughters of Gandharvas, and he would keep them in his kingdom as his wives. But it's described that Ravana, in spite of being so demoniac, was actually quite a handsome person. So most of them loved him. All of his wives loved him. Practically all the wives loved him. So, but Ravana became more and more proud. And this is also a story of how pride leads one to commit offenses and be cursed.
O tome kako ponos dovodi do uvrede.
So as Ravana was flying around, he thought,
let
me challenge Lord Shiva.
On je pomislio, pa, znaš, ne bi zazvao gospodina Shiva.
And so he flew to Kailash, which is where Lord Shiva was.
Gdje se nalazio gospodin Shiva.
When his airplane got near Kailash, it wouldn't go any further. And Ravana got out of his airplane and was wondering what was happening with the airplane. It won't go any further. And near Kailash, there was the servant of Lord Shiva named Nandi, the bull. Normally he has a form of a bull, but this time he took the form of a monkey. And Ravana started to laugh at him. And Nandi said, because you're laughing at a monkey, because you're laughing at me in the form of a monkey,
majmunu,
you're going to be killed because of a monkey.
Bićeš ubijen
so that was
zbog
the
majmuna.
First curse he had.
To je bilo prvo
then he went further into
dobio.
Lord Shiva's abode.
Zatim išao još dalje u
and he thought
gospodina Shive I mislio je,
that I will actually teach Lord Shiva a lesson.
Ja ću podučiti
I am more powerful
nešto,
than him.
Gospodina Shivu. Ja sam
so with his 20
njega.
Arms,
I sa svojih 20
he's known as Dasagriva, which means
poznati
he has 10 heads and 20
znači
arms. He picked up Mount Kailash.
I 20 ruku. On
and as he picked up Mount Kailash, it tilted.
I kako
and Parvati
je,
got very nervous. She
I
ran
kako
to Lord
podigla,
Shiva,
ona se, nagnula,
embraced Lord Shiva,
a Parvati se uznemirila
and Lord Shiva put his
Shivu,
toe down
and
pressed Mount Kailash with so much power that it trapped Ravana's 20 arms.
Da je ona
so for 1,000 years, Ravana's arms were trapped under there.
Godina,
and he was in great pain. And he began to sing
I
songs about
boljelo.
Lord Shiva. Like Om Namo Shivaya,
pjesme,
Shivaya Namaha, Shivaya Namaha, Om Namo Shivaya. And as he was singing, Shiva became very pleased and blessed him and gave him great power. But Parvati cursed him that he would be killed on account of a woman.
Zbog žene.
So there was another curse that Ravana had against him. All these curses were caused by false pride. Another time Ravana attacked the wife of Nalakuvara, the son of Kuvera,
ženu,
and her name was Ramba.
Kuvere, njezino bilo Ramba.
And after he did that, Nalakuvara cursed Ravana that he would die on account of a woman.
Proklo,
and then the final time,
I konačno,
you have Lakshmi, Sita Devi in her previous incarnation, appearing as a girl named Vedavati.
Bila Vedavati,
and she was meditating in the mountains in the Himalayas to have Lord Narayan as her husband.
Da bi gospodin Narayan postao njezin muž.
And so Ravana, he flew by in his pushpaka banana, saw this beautiful girl,
vidio tu prekrasnu djevojku,
became attracted, landed, and he said, my dear girl,
draga moja
djevojko, what is your name?
Kako se zoveš?
And she said, my name is Vedavati, and I'm
ja
worshipping in order to become the wife of Lord Narayan. And Ravana said, who is this Lord Narayan? You come with me. And she said, no. I will never marry anyone other than Lord Narayan. And he grabbed her by the hair. And she caused her hand to become like a razor or a sword. And she cut her hair. So Ravana was no longer holding her.
Tako da je
and she
Ravana
said, because I've been defiled
rekla,
by your touch,
da sam bila zagažen
this body is no
dodirom,
longer worthy to be had.
Više nije vrijedno,
and she immolated or burnt
onda,
herself up
onda se spas,
in a sacred fire.
U svete
and she said, I will take birth
rekla, ja ću se roditi
and in such a way
na taj način,
that will be the cause of your death, Ravana.
Na način koji će
and so
tvoje
shortly
smrt
thereafter, Sita appeared
toga,
in a lotus flower as a little tiny baby.
Kao malo, dijetešce,
in a golden lotus flower.
Na zlatnom lotusovom
and it was in
cvijetu.
Lanka.
I to je bilo u Lanki.
And Ravana saw this baby in the lotus flower. And he asked people, what should we
ljude,
do with her?
Što da radimo s njime?
And they said, get rid of her. She's going to be the cause of your death.
Ona će biti,
so they threw this baby into the water. Then the water brought Sita Devi to the earth goddess. The earth goddess brought Sita Devi inside a little
Sita
case up to the arena of Janaka Maharaj. Janaka Maharaj was plowing the ground, and as he was plowing the ground, his plow hit this little box, and that was the appearance of Sita. He brought her out of the ground like that. So that is Sita's appearance, and her prediction that she would be the cause of the death of Ravana.
Okay.
So that's all for today. So any questions or comments about any of these points, any of the pastimes we saw today?
O ovome svemu što smo pričali danas?
Yes. Same thing. Anybody who steals gets the karma for it.
Dobiva karmu.
And if you take the results of that stealing, you also get some karma.
I ako uzimamo rezultate te krađe, isto dobivamo karmu.
What would the man say? Yes, I think any greedy person would say
svaka
that.
Svaka pohlepna osoba će se odlučiti za novac, a ne za lošu karmu.
So that's, in other words, that's material love.
Drugim riječima, to je materijalna ljubav.
In the spiritual realm,
u duhovnom, duhovnom
of course,
predelu,
nobody steals.
Naravno, nitko ne
krade.
Nobody
gets karma.
Nitko ne dobiva karmu.
But in the spiritual realm, one actually shares their spiritual advancement. It loves the other person, is concerned about the other person. Especially we're concerned about Krishna, we want to please Krishna and the spiritual master.
But
the love in the material world is exploitation.
Well,
in the material world, we have this thing called lust. Does anyone know what lust is? No one knows what lust is. Okay. We have to describe that. Lust means the desire to enjoy something or someone and not consider them as a person. To enjoy someone. To enjoy something. And greed is what? Does anyone know what greed is? To possess. So these are the two divisions of false ego.
I
and mine. My enjoyment and you belong. So, you know, you find this many times, young boys and young girls will say, you are mine.
Right?
I'm yours and you're mine. But actually, we belong to who? Who? Krishna. So if someone says to you, you're mine, you say no. I'm
Krishna.
I belong to Krishna.
Pripadam Krishna.
So that's what lust means, to think you can enjoy something. But we call that in this world, we're often calling that love. Just like how many of you love pizza?
Koliko od vas voli pizzu?
Is that love?
Jel to ljubav?
It's real love. All right.
To je prava ljubav.
That means you want to enjoy the pizza.
Želite uživati u pizzi.
At least you're honest.
Barem ste iskreni.
At least you're Brahmins.
Barem ste Brahmane.
Like a Brahmin tells the truth. I'll tell you a funny story. The other day, I was talking to some devotees, asking them about the World Cup. Everyone knows what the World Cup is?
Yeah.
I asked them, who watched it on television? Half the devotees raised their hands. And I said, you are the Brahmins. Because you're telling the truth. The other half's the shudras because they lied.
Istina, drugi su šudri jer lažu.
They watched it, but they lied about it.
Gledaju, ali lažu o tome. Kažu da ne gledaju.
Okay, any other questions?
Ima li još pitanja?
Yeah. Can I say in Croatian? Yeah, say in Croatian, yeah.
U Ramajani, barem koje mi imam na hrvatskom, piše da je Valmiki rekao svojim, rekao sinovima Ramachandre, poučio ih Ramajanu, i onda su oni tu istu Ramajanu izdiktirali Ramachandri.
In our creation version of Ramayana, it is explained how Valmiki told Ramayana to two sons of Ramachandra.
Yeah.
And they recited this Ramayana to Ramachandra.
So what's the question?
Who wrote it down? This part. Because this is the thing that we are reading.
Okay. What you're reading is the Ramayan.
Mi čitamo Ramayanu.
That was recited.
Ko je izgovorio?
By Valmiki originally.
Ko je ono izgovorio Valmiki?
Or I'll tell the whole story.
Ispričat ću cijelu priču.
Don't have time to tell the whole story, but it's the first piece of poetry in the creation.
To je u stvari prva poezija u stvaranju.
And it's all the whole Ramayana is written in the same poetic meter.
U istom poetskom metru.
So Valmiki was thinking.
Valmiki je razmišljao.
Who is worthy to hear this Ramayana?
Ko je dostojan slušanja ove Ramayane?
And then he saw the twin sons of Sita Devi, Lava and Kush.
Blizance,
and he taught them the Ramayana.
I pomislio na Ramayanu.
And they recited the Ramayana.
I oni su recitirali
Ramayanu. So that Ramayana,
naučio ih Ramayanu, i oni su recitirali.
Was later written down
kasnije
by those
Ramayanu,
who heard Lava and Kush reciting it.
Kasnije su Ramayanu zapisali oni koji su čuli njih
da
je recitiraju. Ali u početku.
That was Treta Yuga. People had good memories.
Je to bila Treta Yuga i ljudi su imali dobro pamćenje. Nisu morali zapisivati stvari.
Nowadays, Prabhupada said.
Danasnje vrijeme Prabhupada je rekao.
If you don't write it down, you won't remember.
Da se nećemo sjećati ako ne zapišemo.
Just like many times I'm giving class and I'll ask devotees a question about something I just said 2 seconds before. And they don't know.
I oni ne znaju.
I'll show you. What did Prabhupada say?
Što je Prabhupada rekao?
What did Prabhupada say? That I just said. No, I didn't ask you. What did Prabhupada say?
Što je Prabhupada rekao?
He didn't know.
Ne zna.
2 seconds.
2 sekunde.
And he didn't remember.
I nije se sjetio.
Kali Yuga. Manda sumanda matyo manda bhagyo padrata. People are short-lived,
ljudi kratko
not intelligent, short memory,
imaju,
unfortunate.
Slabo pamćenje.
So therefore we write things down, we need computers,
stvari,
in previous ages they didn't need them.
U prethodnim dobima to,
so that's how the Ramayana, and the Ramayana was recited before Lord Ramchandra.
Ramayana je bila recitirana
the whole assembly in a yoga.
Ramachandram i yeah. Pred cijelim skupom yogi.
Da li to isto se odnosi na Šrimad Bhagavatam? Jer pratimo najmišljanji razgovor koji se desio nakon što je Vyasadeva govorio. Nakon što je Shukadeva.
Is it the same with Šrimad Bhagavatam? Because we are reading about Naimisharanya and after
Naimisharanya, Shukadeva Goswami was not in
Naimisharanya. Swami nije bio na Naimisharanya.
That was Shonaka Rishi and Suta Goswami.
To bio Shonaka Rishi i Suta Goswami.
Yeah. But Vyasadeva is Trikalagya.
Ili je Vyasadeva bio tamo osobno? Vyasadeva je Trikalagya.
That means he could see the future, what was going to happen.
Budućnost onoga što će se dogoditi.
Many parts of the Bhagavatam deal with the future. Mnogi
Bhagavatama se govore o budućnosti. Da li to znači da su u Naimisharanji rekli u redu, zapišite u Šrimad Bhagavatamu da ćete me vi pitati ovo i...
It wasn't written at that time.
Nije bilo zapisano
u to vrijeme. I'm sorry. Vyasadeva wrote it,
but he
dictated it, I'm sorry.
U stvari je diktirao.
But he dictated it to Shukadeva Goswami.
Diktirao je Shukadeva Goswami.
You got it? Shukadeva Goswami spoke it to Maharaj Parikshit.
Izgovorio Maharaj Parikshit.
And the audience at that time was Suta Goswami.
Slušala se publika u to vrijeme.
Suta Goswami recited it.
Suta Goswami,
koji
to recitirao svecima
u
Naimisharanji, koji je, a taj skup je prethodio Shaunaka Rishi. Predvodio Shaunaka Rishi.
They weren't using written material that time.
Nisu koristili neke pisane izvore.
I think we've gone over our time. So thank you very much. All glory, Jai.